Lao Tzu and Stalin. Chapter 14. All India leaders belonging to different ideologies attended the Gram Dan Conference at Alwal, held in September 1957, and have issued a joint statement giving their blessings to the Gram Dan movement. In doing so, they have used two significant words. They have expressed their appreciation of the non-violent and cooperative means used by Vinoba for the solution of social problems. They have perceived two significant things in our movement. Firstly, the non-violent method, which is a blessing of ancient wisdom. And secondly, the cooperative method, a modern blessing. Now let us go into the significance of this statement. Both the non-violent and the cooperative methods are joined together in Gram Dan. The non-violent method has evolved out of spiritual thought based upon the experience of the unity of Atman. And the cooperative way has evolved out of the experiments and experiences of the scientific method. Both these methods are united in the Sarvodaya approach, and that is why it has been acceptable to the leaders. We have been saying all along that Sarvodaya evolves out of the synthesis of the spiritual and the scientific approaches. Some used to think that the Sarvodaya people were wedded to the conservative modes of thought and did not appreciate the value of scientific research. They prefer the charkha to the textile mill, the takli to the charkha, and will even prefer a bamboo takli to one made of steel. Perhaps they will be happier if they can even dispense with the takli and spin with their bare fingers. This was their conception of Sarvodaya, but it has never come to their notice that Sarvodaya contains an element of science. What will happen if we base our plan of a non-violent society on pure spiritualism without the help of science? Lao Tzu, the ancient Chinese sage, had imagined an ideal rural society. In it, every village is completely self-sufficient and the village folk lead a contented life. They have no need to go out of their villages and have no contact with the outside world, so much so that they infer the existence of other villages only from the barking of dogs at night. This is the picture of a non-violent plan based on spirituality minus science. In this, one village has neither enmity nor friendliness towards other villages. They are completely cut off from each other. Our political leaders were laboring under the misapprehension that Sarvodaya was something akin to this Lao Tzu plan. Now, let us take the USSR as a sample of scientific planning bereft of spirituality. There, everything is planned from above by the handful of oligarchs. It is considered no more necessary to seek the opinion of the common people on any issue than we deem it necessary to consult our bullocks about our farm operations. It is the bullock's duty to work away so many hours a day, and the manager's duty is to feed and house them properly. There may be no dearth of material comforts, but there is no freedom of expression. I have placed before you the plans of the ancient Lao Tzu and the modern Stalin. In Sarvodaya, we have a synthesis of the non-violence of Lao Tzu and the scientific economy of Stalin. 25th of September, 1957.